this is the Celebrity Authority Show. Please welcome your host, Sam Cawthon.
Well, I'm excited about this one. Here in the studio, we have Alex Allwood. Alex, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for having me, Sam.
Alex, you have a book out, Customer Experience is the Brand.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Mum of two kids, teenagers, both doing the HSC, even though one is in year 11 and the other one is year 12.
And that's already a full-time job in
That's
itself.
Already a full-time job. I have paperwork, kids' paperwork, from the front door all the way through to the back door. So it's a bit chaotic in the house at the moment.
Okay.
I've been married for 20 years. I've known my husband for 30 years.
Okay.
And we work together and we have done for the last 10 years. And we sit next to each other in the office and we have
lunch. Oh, so you work together and sit next to each other. Wow, yeah.
And we have lunch together every day. Even when I drive home of the evening, my husband calls me on the phone just to check in,
wow,
see how things go.
Sounds like a very close,
very close,
very, very well connected.
Yes,
yeah.
And
tell me more about your business.
I've been in marketing and brand strategy for 20 years, and worked with some very, very large brands like Seven West Media and American Express and Brookfield Multiplex, their retail portfolio, to mid-tier brands to smaller brands, and what I do is I help them grow. A pivotal moment came, or a realization, or aha moment came a couple of years back around the power of influence. And, customers and consumers no longer make their decisions solely based upon brand messages. They shifted. And they shifted to putting their trust in their friends and peers. So it's really important for businesses to give their customers a great experience, because that great experience informs that customer's purchasing behaviour now and in the future, and also their friends and peers' purchasing behaviour.
Why do you think it has changed? Because it's a great concept, isn't it? Because, you know, in the past we just sort of saw a brand out there and we think, oh, look, that looks good, we now might buy it or whatever. But nowadays, it's so true. We're now looking to our friends and our family to recommend,
yes,
and for them to say, hey, look, I had a great experience there.
Yes.
Buy it from there.
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
Yes.
Is it because we've now got bigger bullshitter meters, or is it more about we trust our friends more,
yes,
than our brand? Tell us more.
I think there's a couple of things that have come into play. I think that we're living in times of high commoditization. So lots and lots of products all sound the same and look the same.
Yeah.
We're living in a global marketplace, so there's lots of competition. You know, I can shop here locally, or I can shop overseas. I can shop online.
And it's all from your home.
That's exactly right. And everything's digitized now. Whereas we used to see an ad, we used to have a need, we used to go to the shop, and we used to get the product delivered. Now it's a lot more complex. You know, brands have, 15 on average touch points that they go through, or 15 interactions to buy. So customers have to go through a lot of process to buy something.
Mm.
So they're reaching out to their friends and peers for recommendation and direction on what they should purchase. They've also, I think brands also haven't really managed their message either. I think that sometimes they don't come across as authentic. You know, they say what they're going to do, they make promises to customers, and then when the customer gets there, they don't deliver on them.
Mm.
And so there's a big gap between what the offer is and what the customer is going to receive.
So the customer wins. And the customer wins every time.
Well, I don't know if the customer wins every time, but increasingly the customer is winning, because brands are realising that there is power in influence. And unless that they close that gap in terms of delivering the promise, and unless they start creating great experiences for their customers, they're not going to be recommended. So therefore their organic growth reduces.
So would you then say for really any small business to large business, there we need to look at a budget, you know, for customer experience just as much as a budget for marketing, sales and marketing. Is that right?
And that's where it's moving to. The marketer is the custodian of the customer. Always has been. And that's where experience is moving into their portfolio. You know, I don't know if brands really need a budget. I just think that they need to change a few things. They need to change their attitude, and they need to change their beliefs, and they need to put the customer at the centre of their decision making. And that is not throwing money at it. That is very conscious, having a higher consciousness about the customer and what the customer, how the customer respond to what they make and produce and develop and design. And that's also about co-creating with customers as well in terms of what the future looks like in innovation for customers.
So let's look at this whole area of co-creation. What are some things that really, if there's a business owner now listening in and thinking, totally agree, how would they navigate through an implementation, a strategy around co-creation? Is it just simply a matter of finding 10 customers, bringing them in and doing a focus group, or what?
I think the first start is to understand your customer's current needs. And that means getting out and talking to your customers. You know, one of our programs that we get organisations to adopt is walking in your customer's shoes, to put it simply. And that's not just for your managers or your middle staff. That's for all people through the organisation. That means asking the board of directors and the CEO and the C-suite to get out from behind their desks, pick up the phone and speak to a customer, or get in and serve a customer in store and understand your customer's needs and what job they're trying to get done, and then start to create products and services around fulfilling that need. The next part is, once you understand customers need, is to start to do some future state mapping. In the future, what do our customers need? What are their expectations? And expectations are now changing so quickly, rapidly.
Absolutely, and keeping up with that consumer behaviour is a challenge in itself.
That's right. And we bring customers together to do that. We start to understand deeply customer behaviour and future customer behaviour.
Alex, you really do come across as the authority in this field, particularly this whole area of customer experiences and this customer-centred. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I've written a book on customer experience. I'm about to write a new Hear It First, a second book. I have my manuscript ready.
Are we allowed to know what it's called?
No.
All right.
It's around customer-centric growth.
Yeah.
Because that's where my expertise lies.
Right.
You know, I write for many international and local publications, and I'm also being asked to speak more and more on customer-centric growth and empowering organisations to put the customer at the centre of their decision making.
And what's something that you're really looking forward to in the world right now? Is it that every organisation has that customer at the centre of everything that they do?
Absolutely. And Australian businesses are going to be forced to do that, because arriving in Australia in the next 12 months is Amazon. And Amazon, from day one, Jeff Bezos put the customer at the centre of all their decision making. He developed around about 15 principles around customer-centric thinking. And 20 years on, Amazon has about 43% of all online sales in America. And that equates
That's
to about nearly $200 billion a year. Amazon's coming to this marketplace. So that means for Australian businesses, yes, digital is important. Yes, other business strategies to improve processes and systems are important. But what they fundamentally need to do is put the customer at the centre of their brand around all decision making.
Yeah, look, that's a great lesson and a real urgency and a call to action.
Yes.
In innovate now and do something important now specifically in this area.
Yes.
Or you'll find yourself behind the curve.
That's right.
Alex, what do you love doing in your spare time? What is something that Alex does to recharge her tank?
I do a lot of things, but I am looking forward to going skiing in Canada. My kids are black run skiers, and so is my husband. And I'm not quite at that level, so it's a big challenge for me, but that's what I'm looking forward to.
Alex, that sounds amazing. And look, again, thank you so much for sharing some of the insights.
Yes.
And really a call for urgency of what we need to do specifically in this field. Really appreciate you coming here to the studio. But before you go, we have this little challenge that we love doing with every single guest that we have here on
the
show. And it's the 10 questions in 60 second challenge. So Alex Allward, do you accept the challenge?
Okay.
All right. Alex, your time starts now. Favorite color?
Watermelon.
Watermelon, yes. Favorite food?
Cheese.
What, do you like blue cheese?
I like them all.
Or like them all, love it. Favorite celebrity?
I like a little bit of comedy, so I'll go Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah. Favorite actor?
Who's the Australian, not the Australian, the American actor? She's Devil Wears Prada and...
Our studio audience knows?
Meryl Streep.
God, I love Meryl Streep, absolutely. Favourite professional speaker?
Amy Cuddy, who does the power pose.
I love it, yeah, great TED Talk. Favourite book?
There's an author and he's a professor called Clayton Christensen.
Okay.
He writes a lot on innovation, customer innovation, and he is the thought leader on Jobs to be Done.
Great. Mm-hmm. You sound really... Yeah, I love the way that you look at life. Favourite movie?
There's a movie on John Keats. Oh, I can't remember.
John Keats.
Keats, the poet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Next one.
Favorite city?
I love coming back to Sydney.
Yeah, come on, Sydney. Favorite drink?
I'm doing 50 weeks dry at the moment. It's a challenge. Stupid challenge. And so water is my
water,
best friend.
Come on. And favorite pizza topping?
I'm going to go a little bit left field. Pineapple.
Pineapple. sweet and sour. Okay, and Alex Allward, if you could be an animal, which animal would you be?
I think I'd be a giraffe.
A giraffe?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Very tall and elegant, can see all.
I love it. Alex Allward, thank you so much for joining us here on the Celebrity Authority Show. We'll see you again soon.